Planet Solance, Season 1. Episode 6, The Dwellers. Amar looked around, and found himself, at the entrance, of a settlement. The gate and fence appeared to be built, by creepers, that decorated the surroundings, with enchanting flowers, emerging out from them. Amar was admiring the beauty, when Mahesh asked him to accompany him through the entrance.
Where are we going?
This is where you will meet the other souls. The dwellers.
And who are these dwellers?
Dweller is an old and one of the prime civilizations of planet Solance. The residents of this civilization are referred to as dwellers. Soon you will too be one of them, Amar.
Sounds interesting.
The Dweller Civilization. Beyond the gates, Amar could see a sophisticated civilization. The houses appeared similar to those in the old school days' fairy tales. There were rows of windmills at a distance. The sky was clear with birds adding to the beauty. There were orchards and flower beds that decorated the land and filled the air with heavenly fragrance. There were guilds and shops where souls of humans and animals wandered. Some souls appeared to change their forms from human to critters and birds. Some could fly. Some disappeared while waking. Some could penetrate in the ground from one side and arise from other side. Some used vehicles, appearing as sledges that could glide on the air above the ground. Some appeared to be street entertainers entertaining the crowd by performing crazy tricks. It all seemed to be amazing, as if it was a pleasant dream. Finally, after a long, lonely journey, Amar could spot a pleasant crowd. It reminded him of the tales he had read during his school days. Tales of imaginary places where people lived in peace and harmony. A sort of Toyland stories. No disputes, no violence. Peace rules forever. Amar wondered, what exactly do the souls do for their chores, as they have neither thirst nor hunger to quench?
So tell me, what do the dwellers do?
What do you mean by what do they do?
I mean, you know, on Earth, we have a quest to fulfill our basic needs and necessities. So we work, seek entertainment and amusement, socialize, and do everything that satisfies our needs. But as a soul, I really wonder, why do souls need to form colonies and stay?
Mahesh looks at Amar and smiles.
I see where you are coming from. I agree that a soul does not have body, and so does not need physical food or water. But you forgot about the psychological needs. Why was that you were depressed in the sanctuary and pleaded Lord Vedal to release you from there?
Amar was astonished and looked startled.
How did you know this? You were far away from there.
Distance is illusionary, Amar. Did you ever imagine traveling hundreds of miles in a couple of seconds? That's how we reached here from the spot where we met. We teleported. I am a wizard, Amar. I have been delegated certain abilities and activities by Lord Vedal. I can see the past and future and even change them if needed. However, I am not permitted to tamper with time. The powers that I possess comes with great responsibilities that sometimes lead me to despair too.
Amar couldn't speak a word and kept moving.
So tell me, where would you like to stay?
I do not know anything about this place. Can you guide me as to which available residence will be suitable for me?
There is no residence readily available. You have to build your own, Amar.
Mahesh looked at confused and worried Amar.
Relax. Let's meet your neighbors before that.
Mahesh leads Amar to a cluster of residences and knocks at the first door. The door opens and the owner greets them. Amar goes still and motionless, with an astonished face as if he was enchanted.